to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
The topic in this podcast today is actually coming in response to a request that came from one of the individuals that participated in a recent seminar. Her name is Laura Travis. Her husband is a student at Ashland Theological Seminary. She's also a phenomenal worship leader. So if you ever want to hire a worship leader for an event, she's the person. She can really take people into the presence of the Lord. Having said that, I was leading the entire seminar through a spiritual exercise. And afterwards, Laura came up and asked me if I would do this on a podcast so that it would be recorded and it would be something that she and other people could follow through. And sure, I thought that was a good idea. So here we go. Actually, this will probably be two shorter podcasts. The first one to explain a little bit about what it is I'm going to do and why. And then the second one, I'll actually lead you through a spiritual exercise that draws us into intimacy with God and help us experience His presence. And so let's talk a little bit about why we do this. Years ago, Ronald Rollheiser wrote that our problem in life is not the absence of God's presence, it's the absence of awareness of God's presence. That we often get so preoccupied that we're not aware of the degree to which God is with us, and we're not able to feel His gentle presence, and therefore we wonder if He's even there. Well, we talked about this months ago as I was going through a series on prayer, so to some degree this is a review, but I think it's going to be okay, a good review, and then we'll actually do a spiritual exercise in the next podcast that could help us regularly position ourselves to get closer to God. So the topic we're going to begin with is the idea of using spiritual practices, spiritual exercises, as a way of raising awareness. Okay, I think that awareness is the outcome that we should be seeking for in all spiritual exercises. We want to be closer to God. We don't do a spiritual exercise so that we can check it off the list. We don't do it so that we can feel better about ourselves or prove to God that we're holy. We do it to raise awareness. We want more intimacy with God. We want to be present with Him. We want to experience Him. And so this is part of the way we get at that, by embracing spiritual exercises. Now, let me share a couple things about spiritual exercises. The key is always following a basic approach to spiritual exercise that best positions us to hear and receive from God. And so I'm going to share actually six words. One of them's actually two words. Six words that we can go through that would help us grow closer to God and understand how to use spiritual exercises. So the first word that I want to use is position. The key is that we learn that in spiritual exercises, we're positioning ourselves for God to actually touch our heart. We're not performing. You see, this is very, very important to me. If we're trying to perform to please God or make something happen, that is the wrong way to approach this. What we want to do is we want to see ourselves positioned in such a way that God can do in us what we cannot do. So what we're believing is what it says in Philippians 1:6 and 1 Thessalonians 5:23-25, that God is at work on our behalf. He's the one that's transforming us, and that we have to learn to position ourselves. So I would encourage you to understand that embracing any spiritual discipline or spiritual exercise is a way of positioning yourself. Okay, here's the second word, breath. I happen to believe that it's very important that we learn how to take a comfortable posture and that we begin to do some slow, deep breathing. Now, what I'm encouraging is that you learn how to breathe in through your nostrils, breathe out through your mouth in a very slow rhythm in order that it can begin to quiet yourself. Studies have shown that deep breathing can raise awareness. Deep breathing can also reduce the amount of tension in our lives. Actually, it could lower our blood pressure. So what we want to do is to find a place where we can assume a comfortable posture and then begin to engage in this rhythm of deep breathing. Now, one of the things I always encourage people to do is, as they get into a rhythm of deep breathing, is that they want to hear themselves invite the Holy Spirit to be present with them. And so that's the next word, Spirit. We want to be open to the Spirit. So I often say, I get quiet and I'll say, come, Holy Spirit, be with me. Because of the nature of spiritual exercise, I also very often will say to the Lord, Holy Spirit, take over my thinking, take over my imagination, use the imagination that God used me to, that God gave me to create, if you will, a mental image of me being in the presence of the Lord. Okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to position ourselves, recognizing we're not performing, we're making space for God to do what only God can do. We're going to do some deep breathing, and in that deep breathing, we're going to be in a comfortable position, and we're going to begin to invite the Holy Spirit to come, and that's going to entail being quiet, being watchful, being aware of the Spirit's presence, which leads us then to the next word, which is stillness. Yeah. I know it's hard, but we got to learn to quiet ourselves. That's not always easy for me. I move rather quickly, and all of a sudden when I want to go to prayer, my leg is shaking, and I'm thinking about all kinds of other things, and I have a lot of mental noise. Well, it's important that I practice stillness. Sometimes practice of stillness is as simple as sitting in a position, not moving, relaxing. And as thoughts come our way that really become more distracting, you just let them pass on through. Don't fight them. Just recognize them and then let it move away so that you come back to a centered focus, that you're beginning to experience stillness. Now, for some of this is going to take a little bit of time, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, the next, actually two words we're going to use is present moment. Be in the present moment. It's so easy to lapse into things that have happened, things that might happen, but we want to be in this present moment. By the way, I wrote a book about all this called Every Breath We Take. It's available on Amazon, but you don't have to buy it to, if you want to just listen to what I'm saying. I would certainly hope you would do sometime a purchase of that book, but be that as it may, I'm not saying that because it's necessary to this. It might augment your experience. But learn to be in the present moment. God moves in the present moment. The true self is awake in the present moment. When we're thinking of the past and we're fretting about the future, we're not in the moment where God is. And so present moment becomes very, very important to us. Well, let's go one step further, and that is, let's understand that spiritual exercises are doorways. They're not monuments that we worship. They are doorways that we enter. And what are we hoping is on the other side of the door? Well, obviously, we're hoping to experience the presence of the Lord. And in the spiritual exercise I'll be teaching you, we're actually going to seek to experience the presence of the Lord around three concepts. I'll share those in the next podcast as we get started. And so we have these words that are very important. Position, breathe, stillness, spirit, present moment, doorway. Now, with that in mind, let me add one other element. Why do I encourage the Holy Spirit to take over my thinking? Well, one, because my own thoughts can go all over the place, but the other one is that I want the Holy Spirit to have access to my imagination. There's something about the Holy Spirit creating pictures in our minds of the very things that we're hoping to encounter with God. Well, an example would be, Holy Spirit, take over my thinking and created me a safe place where I can meet with the Lord. I've taught many people how to do that, and all of a sudden they're able to get quiet, invite the Holy Spirit to take over their imagination, and the next thing you know, they are able to see a quiet setting, maybe a beach, maybe in the forest, on a comfortable chair, overlooking a hillside, beside a stream, whatever it is. And all of a sudden, by all these other sensory imaginings coming to your mind, it begins to affect the way you feel. It begins to affect your spiritual openness. You see, that's one of the abilities we have, that we can think of things that haven't happened, or we can imagine things that have happened, and they actually have some impact on our body. And that's what we're going to be doing as we begin to step into this spiritual exercise that I actually call the three R's. Now, it's obvious that when we come back and we begin to deal with this in the second half of this podcast, that you're not going to be able to do this while driving down the road in a car. You can embrace certain pieces of it, but I'm encouraging you to be in a quiet place where you are able to be still, where you're not preoccupied with multitasking. Then later on, you can take pieces of this possibly and learn how to be in the present moment even when you are engaged in other things. But it's going to be important for us to recognize here that to do this spiritual exercise, we have to be very quiet and very present with the Lord, which means we need to get into a safe place. We need to separate a little bit from our family and friends. It would be good to get into a setting that is positive and then be able to quiet down before the Lord. This is something I do almost on a daily basis. This morning, once again, I arose early. I went to my favorite chair. I covered myself in my favorite blanket. I took God's word and set it beside me, and I went to prayer. And before I went too far in prayer, I got myself into a position where I could experience the presence of God through a spiritual exercise. And once I sensed Him, then it opened up all the possibilities to be able to pray more, to be honest to Him about what was on my heart, and to share the concerns that I have for others by lifting them up before Him. So we're going to end this podcast now. I know it's much more limited than we normally do, but that's because we're going to then come back, and I'm going to actually walk you through a spiritual exercise that I call the three R's. Now, I should mention to you now that the reason I developed this exercise was because I was doing seminars with pastors, and I found that they were so preoccupied. I wouldn't even be able to end my talk without them quickly going to their telephone, getting on their computer, running out calling, answering, trying to take care of business, and they weren't able to simply settle into the presence of the Lord. So I developed this little exercise. It doesn't take long, and I did it so that I could quiet them down before I began to speak, so that they could be more present to the Lord and be able to hear because they weren't as distracted. And so that's the reason we're going to do this. I hope you'll find this helpful. Laura made this suggestion. I thought it was a great idea. So on our next podcast, we're actually going to walk through the 3R exercise. As always, I pray that God's blessings are on you and that you know that He has grace in abundance for His children, and He loves to lavish His love on them. God bless.